Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
My dad's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to bless him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version so that my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm going to set up the speaker and I'm going to listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good in it, and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need the spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
Welcome to Football Friday on WGR. As Derek just mentioned, Mike Shope and the Bulldog here. We're at Mitchell's Tavern on Sheridan. First time here?
Yes, sadly.
That's all you had
left. It's one of these places that I walk in and immediately think, like, where have you been all my life?
Mm-hmm.
I just, my wife, even more than me, but I've always loved a place that feels like this. And I've already texted her. I'm like, this is on the list. Like, we're coming back. Because she loves, like, corner neighborhood type joints. And that's what this feels like.
I invited my wife to stop by to Mitchell's Beef and Beer, and she said, you lost me at beef.
Oh, yeah, well.
Like, actually, I think I lost you at when I said I was going to be there.
Right.
Working. Right. But maybe I lost her at beef. Yep. So, you know, hashtag lost her at beef.
I, too, my wife's got to work tonight, so she won't be swinging by. But I don't usually... I texted my friends and told them where I was going to be.
Yeah.
I had a feeling like this would be a place that, like, people I hang out with would want to hang out.
Who's coming?
I don't know.
You and I battle for can get more people here?
I don't know that anybody is taking me up on it.
Are the Sabres on the road?
Yes, they are.
I can't text those guys then.
Yeah. So
they won't come.
Anyway, whether you know us or not, or just listen to us. Come on down, man. If you like a cool scene for a Friday happy hour, I think we got one going for you.
It's a place, too, where this is just maybe me, but we are in a room surrounded, almost literally surrounded by Bills and Sabres pictures. And, you know, like, they're kind of random. I mean, we're bandits, too. Here's Ian McKay over here, right? Josh Byrne was just here. The owner told me, Nick. And there's a row. There's like a murderer's row of Norwood, Brett Hull, and Music City Miracle. And I just have to know what they're doing there. Like, what they're together. That's not a mistake.
Right.
That those pictures would be together to haunt us. I might. What do I know? I've never owned a bar. I might want to bury those a little bit. If I feel the need to display them, I might not put them, like, right at eye level. But, again, you know, that's interesting that that's the case here.
I love that you – I was here a couple of minutes before you and was doing what you do when you walk in a place like this and sit down, sort of looking around, and no single photo jumped out at me. I could tell it was all Bill Sabres, and you're right to mention the Bandits right over your shoulder over here. but I didn't really focus on any one picture. And then you sat down and said, look at Norwood over there. And my eyes went to the Ferguson picture that's
yes.
right behind this Heineken sign from where we're sitting. I'm like, Norwood, where's all that? Oh. You mean him hanging his head, walking
right.
off the field at Super Bowl 25 with a Giants player wearing jersey number 30, it looks like?
Dave Meggett.
Okay, thank you, Dave Meggett. With his arms
it's post-kick.
Up in right, yeah.
I mean, Brett Hull over to the next slide
right.
is pre-
Yeah, it's the definitive
shooting
smoking
the puck.
Gun. He's got the foot in the crease, the puck is outside the crease,
yeah.
and he's about to ram it in the net. It's the exact photo of the illegality of the play.
Yeah, I guess. And then Wycheck for Tennessee is about to throw the pass,
right.
you know, forward on that one. But Norwood, yeah, Norwood is post. We're already into the misery on that one.
I am kind of thrown off by the photo that those three go across a top row, and then the fourth, that's all there is room for between the wall and the corner of the wall and the light fixture. Then there's a cover, a Sports Illustrated cover from Tasker. I think that's maybe a Miami playoff game. Buffalo Stampede.
That's the Tyndale game.
Oh, that's the Tyndale game. Okay.
Cover of SI.
Right. Cover of SI, Tasker, Buffalo Stampede. And you couldn't find a still shot of 13 seconds?
Somewhere? Well,
like
that's a little current.
That's a you know.
Too soon.
That's a positive photo there, and these other ones are all. It's only those three, though. I'm not sure if I can spot another, you know, epic meltdown photo.
How many more are there, believe it or not? Not that many. But below the Tasker one is BB and Leon Lett.
Okay. That's not... That's not negative.
It's not negative. I've never embraced that one as, like... That doesn't make me feel good.
No, I know.
The Leon Lett play does not make me feel good.
I understand that. I don't think it makes me feel good, but it doesn't make me feel bad. It's mostly neutral.
I think he was in, by the way, but that's not why. Like that,
right?
Whether he was in or not, who cares? It's
right.
it's a cool story.
Yeah.
Never quit.
Right, right.
But, like, never quit.
Yeah,
we're down by 35. That's
what we take out of that Super Bowl.
I refuse.
It's a tough one.
To take that out of that Super Bowl.
I get that.
We're down 35 points.
Oh, jeez.
Great job. Good for you.
I'm sorry. I don't want to spend, like, too long doing this. Did you see the portrait of Mike Robitaille over
yes.
there?
Yes.
I just noticed that. Oh,
yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. I love it.
Nothing bad is happening there.
No, right.
That's just Mike.
Right. Yeah.
Well, anyway, it's all around us.
It's a really good feeling here is the point. I hope we've painted a little bit of a picture by talking
lots
about
of pictures.
Right.
Lots of pictures.
Right.
Yes, so Sunday, 5.5. The line has come down a little bit, 53.5. What kind of game do you see?
I see a game, I think, where if the Bills are going to win, they're probably going to need to score 30-ish. 28, 30. I really am bracing for Cincinnati to be able to move the ball through the air. Do I need to say I hope I'm wrong? I mentioned yesterday, like their passing defense has been excellent all year long. But they haven't really exactly run the rapids with the teams that they've played. Tampa might have been a team that coming in, but you knew they were dinged up anyway. But if they were like what they were earlier in the season, that would have been a big test. But they were down a lot of guys. And, you know, it wasn't that big a test. They took Abuka away and like that was kind of it. Chase and Higgins and Burrow... I just think that they're going to eat, I think, on Sunday. I don't know if you're picking this game. Not that I need to give away picks.
I don't know yet.
Earlier.
I didn't try yet.
I think I'm going to take the Bengals. And if I don't like the Bills, I usually just don't pick the game. Like that. Not that I'm Chris Berman or anything. But
no,
you
have not picked against the Bills in a long time.
I'd rather not do that. But I feel like this – I like the points. I mean, that doesn't mean I think the Bills are going to lose the game, but I would be – I think the least likely outcome for me is that the Bills win this game by a touchdown. I think it'll be close. I think it'll be a closer game than that.
Well, that's not a great sign for – I mean, I, you speak for yourself. That doesn't sound like a great sign for how you think this is going to end.
Yeah.
If you can't see them, if you think the least likely outcome in a game against a 4-8 Bengals team is winning by 7 or more, then tell me how you think this ends. Like, they're 4-8.
With a field goal. I mean,
the season.
I think the Bengals are not. I mean, that offense is not a 4-8 offense.
No,
that,
but it sounds like it's kind of like, again, you do you here, but because I might not be any different, actually, that you're sort of hoping that the Bills can skate through the playoffs, that they can go to, name it, Baltimore, Jacksonville, New England, or Denver.
None of their passing games scare me nearly as much as this Bengals passing game.
No, fine. No, nor should they.
Right.
But still, like, are you hoping to skate through there and win? And then, I don't know, the Super Bowl counts too, right? That we want that too.
Sure.
So whoever that is.
Yeah.
Because really, do the Bills have a particular flaw or weakness against the pass relative to their other stuff?
No.
So if I go to Baltimore again, I don't know. Baltimore needs to look good once for me.
Yeah.
I don't really want to use them for this. But even, like, I guess Indianapolis with Taylor, like, who has a better chance of beating me? Cincinnati at home, in Buffalo, I mean, this game, with Chase and Higgins plays, and Burrow, like, with that, and Chase Brown, like, they should be able to run it. I like that prop. I told you yesterday, I like that prop in this game, Chase Brown. But, you know, that versus going to the Colts.
I'd go to the Colts 100 times out of 100.
Over this?
Yes. Yes.
Because they won't be six-point favorites at the Colts.
No, they won't. I think this is the best passing game they've seen all year. I mean, a lot of this is sight unseen. I mean, it's, you know, Burrow's played one game since the early part of the season. But I think this is an elite passing attack. And I don't think there's anybody else, even Baltimore, I don't think anybody else in the conference that has that.
But so, that's not the Bills' weakness.
I think the Bills are living off of not having to play a team like this.
Oh, so, really?
And I think they also, I think they also have a problem this week that makes it worse in that, I mean, at least they got good news on Epinesa that he should be fine after the scare yesterday with him in street clothes at practice. But no Bosa. He's been really the only, like, Russo's metrics are good, but I don't see him as a havoc creator enough. Like, he might win his reps and get credit for, you know, win rate and all that stuff, but I just do not see him around the quarterback as often as I see Bosa around the quarterback. Maybe that's, maybe I'm telling myself a lie when I watch. I don't know. But they're going to really miss Bosa in this game. Like, this is a game where if I've got a dude who can do the thing on the edge, go do that thing. Get me, you know, a bushel basket of pressures and a couple of sacks on him, and I think I can slow you down. I'm not sure where that's coming from without him playing. And then I'm into, okay, what am I? I'm going to play my zone defense, and I think Burrow is just going to stand back there and chew me up. That's why, like, I think the Bills can win the game if they get their offense off, and this is not a daunting matchup in that respect. But, I mean, whose offense, whose passing game do you feel better about coming into this game, recognizing that Burrow has barely played, and these three guys haven't been on the field together, I think, since, like, week one, even.
Is that right?
Maybe week two. I think it, you know, early in the year. So I'm just really worried about that matchup, and I don't know that the Bills can keep up. Maybe they can. Maybe they can pull a Tampa game out of the bag here, because I don't think Cincinnati's going to get to Allen either. But if I've got Khalil Shakir and Tyrell Shavers and Dawson Knox out there, I don't know if I can really trust that they're going to be able to keep up with Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, and even Gesicki if you want him.
I don't.
Okay.
Burrow gets hurt week two against Jacksonville, and Browning goes in, and they win anyway somehow, but
that ended. after that. Like, the Browning was not any good. That's why they went and got Flacco. That's all I meant.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't like where I'm at. Maybe we should have let you go first to start the show because it's Friday.
No,
it's happy hour. And I just don't – I don't like where my head is at here. I think this is a lot – this is not a your run-of-the-mill game against a 4-8 opponent. I think this is a team that if Burrow had been healthy all year is probably neck and neck with the Bills in a playoff race,
mm-hmm.
despite their defensive shortcomings. I think that offense, that passing game is that good that I think that they're probably, again,
well,
they're right there.
That's interesting to me because it feels like nothing personal. It feels like that's selling the Bills a little short because of how they, like, what their strengths and weaknesses are, and like they're still the AFC Super Bowl favorite, and the Bengals are 4-8. Like, I'm not going to be able to detach from that record. You know, it's funny. Like, maybe we live in a bubble with this offense and what it isn't. The Bills' offense
mm-hmm,
now,
mm-hmm.
not their defense. Their defense has been through a lot. And sure, you could, and people did, of course, criticize them for investing at the draft in their defense like they did, or free agency, but you can't deny that they've had some rough luck.
Oh, there's no question.
So then they were due for it, but it's still it's happened. Offensively, though, I think we're in such a bubble about how they play, who they aren't, what they aren't. They're running over teams like the Steelers on the road, Carolina before that, and it's almost like we don't care. And I don't just mean Bills fans. I mean, other analysts that I listen to sound likewise.
Right.
Just, like, not that impressed.
What is wrong with the Bills' offense? And by that, they mean the passing game.
When they beat the Steelers, it's about the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
When they beat the Panthers, no one cares. In other games, you know, they couldn't establish that. They couldn't do that. Houston, Atlanta, Miami. So, I'm still, I said this maybe yesterday or the day before, I'm still kind of in this happy place, mostly, where I think this could be a team that we all just sort of give up on and they make it. And part of that is because there isn't Kansas City, or there may not be, or there isn't even this team, or Baltimore, like whoever there isn't. I kind of am feeling that because when they do what they do best in the right matchup, they have dominated. And that's last week. And you couldn't really see that game happening again. Maybe not, because Cincinnati's more capable, maybe far more capable.
I just think it's not even close. Yeah,
but offensively, couldn't they have that game?
Yes, they could.
And have the ball.
Yep.
They had the ball for 41 minutes in Pittsburgh.
I think that game is possible. Yes. And I think they could have that and still have trouble stopping Cincinnati when they have the ball. Maybe that ends up affecting ultimately the total. You know, like maybe this game doesn't get to the 30s if the Bills are able to do that.
Right.
Right. But instead, it's, you know, it's nip and talk, and it's, you know, 27-24. That kind of game. I just think it's going to be a close game. I don't like the spread. I wouldn't bet the Bills. I'm not going to pick the Bills with that spread. And so I'm telling you that my mind is open to them losing this game. And then ultimately, what does that mean to the overall? Well, it means they're 8-5, and then they've got the Patriots next week is what that means. And it starts to get really – your collar starts to get pretty tight, I think.
This would be a really bad loss, though, after all that. I mean, this would be a bad loss, losing to the Bengals. The Ravens just did it, and that wasn't close, actually, in the end, either in Baltimore. But I would call this a bad loss.
I'm not telling you that it isn't a bad loss. But to me, again, you say no offense, don't take it personally. I think you're hung up too much on the record. The record was largely accumulated without those three dudes on the field together. And I just think that is an elite combination of players that a great pass defense statistically this year could get
so
traumatized.
Is Burrow 3-0 this year as a starter? Weeks 1 and 2, and then last week?
I guess that's right.
He got hurt in week 2. He came back against Baltimore. So he's 3-0 as a starter?
Yep.
Man, I watched – where were we week 1?
Week one, Sunday night.
Right. The Bills played at night. I watched a lot of that Bengals-Browns game. They were so lucky to beat the Browns.
Did they
only missed field goals?
Did they not get a first down in the whole second half?
It was terrible.
It was bad.
Maybe it's irrelevant because it's week one and this is week 14. Maybe that's irrelevant. But, well, Sam's not going to know what to do with us if he's lost you. here he is waving the Bills flag every day on BetSweats, and now every Friday he comes on with us, and to varying degrees we're like, I don't know. I've certainly been that. I haven't liked the Bills in a game against the spread since when? Since ever. I've almost never. Andrew, you and I both do Filippone's show, and he makes fun of me, if not also you. We're like, you guys never like him. And I'm sure there are listeners who think that too.
I often do when I do his show, but this week I told him what I just said now. Part of the reason that's already planted in my head. I'm like, I don't like the number, and I'm worried that the Bills' pass defense has gotten fat on, you know, mediocre or worse passing games.
I haven't liked their opponent every one of these games. There were a couple that I did. Even Carolina I kind of did with Dalton. I got myself into that place. But I think, you know, Tampa, Kansas City, those were New Orleans, those were not games where I was, like, dying to bet the other guy. But it's been a while. Those are big spreads early in the season, too. This one, 5.5. We've got a lot to talk about beyond just this simple analysis of Bills-Bengals. The rest of the AFC this weekend, including Houston at Kansas City. And, like, what's better? What's a better result for the Bills in that game? I think it's probably Kansas City winning.
I think that's probably right.
But that doesn't
feel, especially if you're me and you're on edge about this game for the Bills, right? Because Houston, at least Kansas City, you've got them head-to-head, and they're a game back of where Houston is, who are a game back of you. So I think as hard – listen – it's not going to matter what I say. That's Sunday night, right?
Yes.
I'm going to sit down to watch that. I could tell you, you could let me. I don't suggest we do this. I think it would be very bad radio. I could just say for the next 3 hours, I think I want the Chiefs to win. I want the Chiefs to win. I'm going to sit down to watch that game, and I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm sorry. I'm not nine, but I do not have control of my emotions enough when it comes to the Chiefs. No matter how good it is for me, I'm going to sit down, and as soon as something goes wrong for them, I'm going to be happy, and when something goes right for them, I'm going to be mad. I just intellectually cannot get there. So, yes, Chiefs is a better result. I hope they win. I'm not going to be able to do it. I just know I'm not going to be able to.
What about Browns-Titans? Have you thought about that yet?
Don't care.
That's 1 o'clock, so you don't have. That's in the way.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about it.
I would like to see Cam Ward have a good game.
Just once. For your stance.
For all the accounts that I'm following that seem to still be hanging on to the idea that it's the collective. He's good. He just has no help. Coaching.
Sure.
You know.
Even if that's right, he could still be doomed.
Yep.
That happens to quarterbacks, you know. That's at least temporarily. That's Darnold maybe with the Jets.
Yep.
Where...
Yeah, that could happen.
He's seeing ghosts.
How much
do
you
want
to trust that organization to hire the right guy?
Right.
You know, they might step in it when they do that, and you know,
they might have had the right guy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Before they fired Vrabel.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. To me, they could hire Matt Eberflus.
Oh, that would be perfect. We need a coaching carousel segment.
It's the Titans.
We need to go around, and once the season's over, I'm ready. Sam Paniatovich coming up. We'll also talk to Sal today, and the Sabres are back at it tonight in Winnipeg. 7 o'clock. What's that about? 7 o'clock in Winnipeg, not 8? Whose idea was that?
I don't know, but I'm here for it.
You like it?
Yes, I'm a fan. So, yeah, we'll talk to
Paul. You like a 7 o'clock Winnipeg game?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I like a 7 o'clock game on Mars. I just 7:30.
As long as it's not 7:30.
Just get out of here.
But 8 would be different.
8's fine, too.
I would have been expecting.
Me too. I wouldn't have minded 8 either.
This is 6 o'clock local.
Yeah, that's odd.
We'll be back in a snap from Mitchell's Tavern on Sheridan Drive in Tonawanda. It's brought to you. What is brought to you? What am I saying is brought to you by this? The Break. Our being back in a snap is brought to you by Snapdragon. There has to be something.
Yes.
Brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Thing is, that is just that fact that I just got out of Pittsburgh. I don't feel like packing up, moving again. I'm like, bro, I'm 13 years in. Like, I done did it. Now, they would have caught me about 28, 29. I might, you know what I'm saying? I was like, okay. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because that's a top organization, man. Yeah. They got a lot of great things going. They be winning. They go to the playoff. They got a franchise quarterback. So it wasn't a bad fit. They just caught me at a bad time. I told them, you know, I talked to them. It was just like a little neutral talk. But, hey, man, I'm 34, man. I know y'all be watching tape, but I'm trying to relax with my family and kids. I ain't feel like packing up, moving.
Darius Slay. Thanks, I'll pass, Slay says to the Bills. Would he have said that to the Eagles? Maybe he had a place there, so he wouldn't have technically
moved. Yeah, maybe it wouldn't have been. He was just there last year, so maybe it wouldn't have been as big a deal.
Watch any of the World Cup draw. I heard it was long.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I saw one highlight that I don't. I'm gonna stick with no. Sorry, that was a lot more confusing than it needed to be. I saw one highlight.
Ignored it.
I ignored
with
it
with a purpose.
Yeah, I was, I was doing other stuff.
What time was the World Cup draw?
That's part of the problem. I thought it was at 11:30 in the morning. And that was not a good time for me. And then around 1 or 1:30, I started seeing evidence that it was going on. And I just thought, I thought it was at 11:30.
There are 12 groups?
Sure.
Seems like a lot.
If you say so.
We have Group L. I need to catch up on the World Cup.
Yeah.
I missed today. I like a draw. I'll watch a draw. But this one escaped me.
I have watched draws.
The first thing I heard about it was that it wasn't fun. So I just,
right.
Well, I guess I'm out. With us now, maybe he watched it, Sam Panayotovich, host of Bet Sweats with Joe Ostrowski, weekday mornings on the Odyssey app and the Bet MGM network, also the Bet 1520. Although Sam, sadly, for my sake and maybe also Bulldogs, was not on today. Got the heads up last night. I will not be there tomorrow. I like Chris Mack. I've been on with him a few times, but it's not the same without Sam. So what was your reason for being absent, if I may ask?
Oh, that's personal, Mike. I would never tell you why I called off work.
No. Okay. On the air. Okay, well, nonetheless, you weren't there. But I'm sure you're still completely up to speed here on a big weekend in college and pro football, right?
I have to admit something. I know we're in the trust treaty and nobody's listening right now, so like this won't be that bad. I keep betting the Bills to win the Super Bowl. I can't stop.
Yes. Right. You. I'm not even sure it's doubling down. Is it tripling or quadrupling down on this? Well.
No, you go, Sam. I mean, the odds have gotten better the last little while, haven't they? Probably.
Yeah, I bet some 12-1 on Monday, and then I bet some 10-1 on Tuesday, and then I even, like a local guy, didn't give me a good price, but he let me bet like a decent amount. So I bet that at like 9-1. If the Bills actually pull this off, I'll win, geez, it's got to be about 40 grand now.
I told Sam
tasty
that he has moved into the top five people I'm rooting for them for. He's passed a couple. He's right. Passed all my cousins, my parents. not yet my sisters or my wife or my father-in-law. That's the top five. Those
me,
four
yeah.
people and Sam.
For me, Sam, I might slot you. I might slot you. We're just right under my dad. My dad's 92. I'd really like this to happen at some point soon here, because you know. But you're right in there after him.
Awesome, longtime Bills guy, Sammy P. Noted.
Well, Sam, let's hear. I think maybe Bulldog could use it. Maybe a lot of our listeners could use it. It's interesting to me that they've had some lopsided wins, including last week in Pittsburgh. I mean, how many times we've lived our whole lives with this team? Have they ever won a game like that in Pittsburgh? Maybe none. Like, just completely dominant. But I think they're still a hard sell for a lot of these fans because they don't get the ball downfield and they've had lots of injuries. So how would you allocate your confidence in them from what they are and then also what the rest of the AFC is?
It's a very good question. I think my confidence doesn't stem from this bullish confidence on Buffalo. It's more of a lack of confidence in everybody else. And I mean, I've told you guys for a month now, Kansas City's not making the playoffs. Like, I wholeheartedly believe that. And if you could get them out of the way, who do you like against Buffalo in the playoffs? Like, I don't have an answer for you. So it's, you know, and bookmakers keep telling me the same thing. It's wide open. The AFC is wide open. Well, if it's so wide open, give me one of the best teams and give me Josh Allen, and I'll take my chances. But I really think it's a lack of a dominant team. And, you know, look, if Kansas City gets in and squeaks to the seventh seed, I'm going to be terrified if the Bills play Kansas City like everybody is in Buffalo. But if you do the math and you look at Kansas City's schedule, like if they lose this game Sunday night, it's over. Curtains. And I don't think they're good enough to rip off a bunch of wins in a row because this team is just not able to run the ball. They have no pass rush, guys. Kansas City cannot get to the quarterback. So I guess the long-winded answer is I believe in Buffalo because I don't believe in anybody else, and I get Josh Allen.
Right. Recognizing that, you know, you have to earn respect in the betting market and just from fans with, you know, opinions. Do you think we're disrespecting the top of the conference, Denver and New England?
Yeah, but we also have never seen Bo Nix or Drake May win playoff games. So I think it's fair. You know, it's happening in the NFC too. I'm a Chicago kid. I don't respect the Bears. I mean, I think it's a great story, and Ben Johnson looks to be a really good young coach. But then you look up, the Bears are a 7-point favorite at Green Bay, and the Bears are 35-1 to win the Super Bowl. So, you know, the books are saying Denver, New England, Chicago, just not good enough or deep enough or experienced enough to win multiple playoff games. And, you know, I don't have to tell you guys, it's nice to win games in October and November and December, but you got to win games in January. And for young quarterbacks, that's not always easy, guys.
7-point underdog in Green Bay, the Bears. That is a 425 game. That's the game that was flipped with ours.
Right.
This game was originally late and then moved to 1 o'clock, and that game went the other way. With Sam Panayotovic. Sam, so, I mean, I don't know if the Bills are value. You're just loading up on them. You don't like Chicago as a bet. Who do you like? Where is their value in either conference for a futures bet?
Man, I'm so late to this one. And Ostrowski and I talked about it when it was 60-1 in like early October, Seattle. I mean, Seattle to me is one of the most complete teams in the league. And, you know, Darnold's just been a different guy since he had that little short pocket with Kyle Shanahan, because, you know, Darnold goes from New York to Carolina to San Francisco, and, you know, he got to work under Shanahan, and then he goes to Minnesota and works under O'Connell. He's just a different quarterback now. But, you know, the price, it's not great, Mike. They're 10-1 to win the Super Bowl now, and they're 5-1 to win the NFC. You know, they were 30-1 to win the conference and 60-1 to win the Super Bowl. So I don't feel like this is a Stephen A. Smith scorching hot take, but, you know, in this NFC, I think it's one of those teams out west, you know, L.A. or Seattle. And you know what's even crazier? When I was on the show in the summer, I think it was Bulldog and Sal, I had Buffalo over San Fran. Guys, if San Fran had any warm bodies on defense, we'd be talking about them to be a Super Bowl team. Like, they just keep winning despite Bosa, Warner, Gross Matos, the rookie from Georgia, Mikel Williams. Like,
yeah,
like
all these guys are hurt. He hasn't been there all year, right? Yeah.
They keep winning, though. They keep winning. If they were healthy on defense, they would be a legit Super Bowl contender.
Darnold last year, like, the flame out in week 18 and then in the playoffs give you some pause about Seattle?
Oh, 100%. But, again, like, if you ask somebody in Vegas who makes odds or books bets and you ask them to rank the top 10 teams, they'll tell you that the number one team, which most people would say the Rams, the number one team and the number 10 team, New England right now, the gap is like 2 points on a neutral. So that speaks to the wide openness, if you will, in this league. I mean, here's a question. Who's winning the Super Bowl? I don't know. Like, obviously, I bet Buffalo, and I've already buttered my bread that way, but I think it's never been more difficult to pick a Super Bowl winner in the month of December in years.
What did you think last night, both of you? So I was worried about Dallas. Like, I'm watching – I picked Dallas. I didn't bet him, but I was hoping for Dallas. Prescott MVP – more interesting playoff race if they win. And the game gets going, and even though they were in it, I'm like, you know what I just thought of? Dallas never wins this game. Prescott, Dallas, they never win this game. What was I thinking? How did I not think of that?
I thought when it started, it looked to me like Detroit could not block Dallas, protect Goff, like, especially in the middle. I thought, like, wow, Dallas is going to eat here. Like, they're killing these guys up front.
But that went both ways.
Right, and then it went away. Like, Detroit, they fixed whatever that was schematically, or their guys just started winning. I don't know. But, man, I thought Dallas looked unblockable. Detroit, sure, Hutchinson. I thought that was the biggest swing in the game. When it started, I thought Detroit was really in trouble, but they stabilized quickly.
So that's it for Dallas now, Sam?
They're 120-1 to win the Super Bowl. The books are saying that's it. They're 8-1 to make the playoffs. I'm not betting it. Are you?
No, I saw 9% last night. What would have to happen? Both conferences, the wild card traffic is pretty thick. You'd have to have Philadelphia just completely nosedive here at this point. Sam, how about Championship Saturday in college football? What's your favorite?
So I like Indiana. Understand why these guys did bet a lot of the better numbers. They bet 6, 5.5, 5, and now 4.5 at a couple books in Vegas. I do like the Indiana side. I think their offense can actually – they can challenge Ohio State vertically and horizontally. And as good as that defense has been, Ohio State hasn't really played a good offense all year. And Indiana has a Heisman-caliber quarterback in Mendoza.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about.
So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Can run the ball. They went into Oregon and whooped. I mean, it's a good football team. So I do like Indiana. But if you want to get weird with me, guys, Mercer is playing South Dakota tomorrow in the FCS. Oh, buddy. Oh, don't you know? Mercer is a 5.5-point favorite, and they're going to win by 2 touchdowns tomorrow.
Your guest, was this yesterday? Was this the minute I heard yesterday? Shea and Irving was like Montana, Montana State, Mercer. You had Mercer. There was one more.
And he had North Dakota State, I think, right, against Illinois State.
That's it. We're parlaying those four picks. Mercer, North right. Dakota State, Montana, and Montana State. Is this something I can do?
I am taking
New York.
Notes.
Any of those teams, New York teams, the Montana teams, are those New York? Is this allowed?
I think you're clear.
All right.
Did you just ask if Montana was in New York?
Well, I thought Montana State might have been in New York. It's a big state. But I guess no. Bulldog is shaking his head no, and maybe he's shaking his head for more than one reason. No, that's good. Mercer is in Georgia, I believe. I know the hard ones more than I know the easy ones.
The ones with the state's name in the name of the school.
Yeah, those are tricky. Tend to trip
yeah.
me up.
Yeah.
North Dakota State is North Dakota. All right, Sam. Any questions for us?
I'm just perplexed by this. Is Montana in New York? I'm so rattled
I'm
right now.
Kidding.
I don't know what to do.
I was just kidding.
You haven't been working. You haven't been working with us long enough, Sam.
It was a joke. I love my maps.
It happens all the time.
I love my maps. No, yeah. Sorry to confuse you. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll talk next Friday.
All right, guys. Always fun. See ya.
Sam Paniadovich, Bet Sweats, weekday mornings 9 to noon on the BetMGM Network and the Bet 1520, also the Odyssey app. He really didn't know that I knew that. Okay, well, I guess I deserve that.
He did take the day off of work today.
I guess I deserve it.
I'll just throw that out there.
There's three, I believe it's only three, but three Division I or FCS football teams in New York State that are not going to show up on your app. Syracuse, Buffalo, and Army. I think that's the whole list.
Okay.
But a lot of things have changed in college sports, so maybe that's old news. Maybe there's some new
Montana,
for instance. Maybe there's some new school that I should know about. We're going to talk to Theo Greminger in about half an hour or a little less, get some fantasy intel for Week 14. There's a lot. Odunze out. London out.
Ooh, that's official.
Yes.
Odunze out. Wow.
Harrison out again. Murray out for the year. They're not even bringing him back.
You did see that coming a mile away.
Daniels in
right.
for Washington.
That's kind of a surprise to me. Anyway.
So there's a lot of stuff there. You can reach us at 803-0550. We're at Mitchell's Tavern. Might be easier to reach us here on Sheridan. No, that wouldn't be easier.
A couple of good spots just opened up. Come on down.
Right.
Get some beef, get some beer.
We have the Sabres tonight in Winnipeg, pregame at 6. Sal Capaccio will join us at 5 for the drive at 5. We'll do picks after that. Sorry to bounce around on you there. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, Football Friday. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.